dispersed by sins. Ask, O Lord, that as we prepare for this possible storm that may pass our way, that you give us wisdom to make the right decisions to protect the health and the welfare and the safety of our people. Lord, wherever it goes, ask your blessings on all those in harm's way. And whatever that we accomplish here tonight, O Lord, we give you the honor and praise for it. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening again. Seems like we just did this. Okay. Number three, the board to hold a special emergency meeting to discuss declaring a local state of emergency in connection with Hurricane Dorian. Before we go any further, Christy, you want to come talk to us? Give us some good news now.
Well, it's another lovely day in paradise, right?
It is.
Well, we have been on conference calls for 2 days now. There's not much change except that the storm has slowed down some, which is not good. They also dropped the forecasted path down a little more south, but not much. It may build up more strength and be a Category 4 when it hits. They just don't know much yet. They are still thinking that the impact may be up the spine of Florida, or it may go out of the Gulf, and we don't know what it's going to do then. The state of emergency that the governor started, it is now for all 67 counties, not just those few on the East Coast. So that's a good thing. It's a good thing for us. The EOC, we are going to activate to a level 2 tomorrow. That's a partial activation. I'm going to do 8 to 8. So someone will be there all the time, 8 to 8. The closer we get to the storm, we'll do 24 hours. That's what we need to do. The storm force winds will hit us on Monday, they're telling us. 4 to 6 inches of rain still, and we don't need that in standing action. They did state on a conference call, everyone behind me was there, that they were worried about the Steinhatchee River. That was stated on the call. So, and we all know what that river does, like overnight when it gets rain. So that's where we are.
Are they saying anything about the rest of the coast, coastal flooding potential or anything?
Nothing for storm surge yet. They don't have the track nailed down, so they can't give us the storm surge predictions. They do know the storm surge predictions on the East Coast, but not us.
When will that come? Do you know?
I'm hoping it's tomorrow. We keep looking for it every time.
It may be Saturday, though, honestly, before we have a better idea of the impact.
It's all dependent on if it goes into the Gulf, that would raise our storm surge. If it stays inland, we would probably see little.
Right.
Until we get a more definitive track of where for sure it's going to go.
Now, you said earlier that they think it may go up the spine of the Florida Peninsula.
That's one of the predictions.
One of the predictions.
Yes.
One of the
models.
Yes. I think I saw that. But we don't know, and they don't know either, I'm sure, where the landfall will occur at. Maybe Thompsonville.
Yeah, it keeps changing. It does.
Keeps changing. Mm-hmm. But wherever it is, if it goes up the spine of Florida, then we're going to be on the west side of it. Is that the weak side?
That would be the weaker side. Which
would be good for us.
It would. But if it gets out in the Gulf,
if it goes out there and turns into the Gulf,
then that's going to throw that storm surge up into
the Gulf. We'll be on the right hand side.
Yes,
sir. Throw the storm surge. And that means we've got to move all that stuff.
Right.
And you're going to know about the storm surge, which is what our concern is, our personal concern.
As soon as we find out.
All right. That'll be about Saturday?
We hope so. But we can't determine.
That'll give us one day to move the grill and all that stuff.
That's right.
Well, also, as the storm seems to be slowing down a bit.
Yes.
So it's slowed down by an entire day since yesterday. So that's why we were saying Saturday, you know, before we have a better idea. It could be tomorrow, but
or
I think...
Or Sunday, even.
Yeah, it just depends on the... And you know, the slower it moves, the worse it is.
Stronger.
We got plenty of water, sandbags.
Sandbags are working hard. Hank has that set up at three sites. We have water on the way. I ordered water from the state, so we're good there. So we're ready.
Drop me off the truck, move that bottle of water.
It'll be everywhere if we get a semi.
Where are your locations for your sandbags?
We have those at the roll-off site in Steinhatchee, the roll-off site at Blue Springs Lake at Heaton Beach, and also at the road department.
Thank you.
Do we have inmate labor helping to fill the bags?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I noticed on TV in some places people were filling the bags.
And we try to, if we can, avoid that.
I'm in a bag. What's the limit?
25.
It's a bunch of science.
It is a bunch.
It never helped us.
Yeah. You just get a little sand, put it in a pothole when you threw it tomorrow. And then ask another question. I would be derelict in my responsibility if I didn't remind you of the sheriff's promise that if we have another event like this, that he would man the roads so that the people in the county didn't get to my house and get my stuff before I had a chance to get down there. So I want to ask you again, assure us that you're going to man all the roads that go into Cedar Beach and Cedar Island and the coastal community.
Yes, sir.
And the next question. Do you anticipate a mandatory evacuation?
That depends on the track of the storm.
And you know that about Sunday.
I hope to, yes, sir.
So then all the folks that got these old horrible RVs down there, I'll take back the old horrible. I used to have one. But they need to be getting out, but it's too early. I guess, I don't know.
Well, there's no surge predicted for our area at this time.
Yet.
So, I mean, we're still five days out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would think...
They got plenty of time, you think?
They do. Yeah. And we'll do that as soon as we know.
Re-entry passes.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll have those?
We have those. We have those at Taylor Coastal. We have those at the electric company in Steinhatchee and also at my office.
Did I get any or can you remember?
I gave those to you, but if you need more, let me know.
Give some to Betty. I don't know what I did with the ones you gave me.
Might
be stuck on my windshield.
They should be, that's right.
I don't have my truck. Give Betty a couple.
Okay.
I think that
I'll have to go get them. She doesn't have them here.
Well, you can go and get them tomorrow. Or I can.
Hank, anything to report to us?
Well, we just still have all that flooding down in St. Patrick and we're pumping around the roof. Supposed to have two more pumps coming in about mid-morning in the morning, so maybe we'll get a jump on the water before we get any more rain. We've had a sinkhole on Pot Steel and a sinkhole on Saving Tower Grade today that we've had to fix, so that's going to be an ongoing thing for the next couple of months, I would imagine.
Well, he's popping up.
Yes. And actually, these two were in the middle of the road, so it's dangerous.
We're pretty good on the salt road and down in Pam's district, around the Page place.
Yes, sir. That was graded, I believe, yesterday or today.
No water much across the road, man.
There's none across over there. The inconvenience is swollen out of its banks, but also it's still down, so everything's still
down. I appreciate y'all getting down in my district. When I rode down there last week and down every road, there was water crossing every road at that time. I started getting the calls, you know, because... our evacuation route is supposed to be closed.
No, me. I'm not sure.
The bridge.
Bridge problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the bridge that goes under to the, what?
Goes to Lamont.
The big bridge is closed?
Yeah.
Or you can get around it somehow or another.
No, they pulled it.
One last 14
Yeah.
How far is the bridge around if you had to circumvent that bridge?
It's, I think it's 12.9 miles from 14 to back out to 19 through Mount Gide.
Okay, so about 13 miles out of your way.
A lot of dirt roads.
It's all dirt road, mostly through there.
Yeah.
Depending on which way you turn, where the road forks at Mount Gide, it's Madison County.
We appreciate what you do.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Jack, you got anything?
We're geared up.
You want to say anything?
Yes. Give you a heads up. We are all the firefighters on standby. So as soon as we get to that point where we need them for a recall, they all know it's very likely going to happen. So we'll be able to go full staffing. We're making all of our preps and everything now. We're getting the boats, high water vehicles, everything's getting prepped and staged. So if we do have flooding from rain on top of what we've already had or storm surge, we'll be ready to handle that one. So we're prepped up and just waiting for that moment when we need to call back in.
Steve, that's you still located in the temporary quarters?
They're in the station now.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll stay there.
Unless the water comes back up.
Yeah, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Or build a bridge.
Appreciate what
you
do for us.
Thank you, appreciate it. Mark, you have anything?
No.
Anybody else? Yes.
Just wanted to report to the board that due to the flooding on several roads in Steinhatchee, all of y'all know that several roads are still underwater. We have ordered two additional pumps. They're on the way. They should be delivered, as Hank had said, mid-morning, and all the fittings that go with that. We can rent those for up to 16 days and pay a weekly fee. If we go over 16 days, we pay for the whole month. So we'll keep an eye on the time. If we get out ahead of the storm and don't get 4 to 7 inches of rain, then we can remove them from that area. We also purchased 6,500 feet of hose, and Commissioner Murphy pledged, if we are unable to receive FEMA reimbursement, he pledged some of his road paving, secondary road paving funds to pay for that. So then that'll be ours. That'll bring our total number of feet of hose up to about 8,000. So that will help prepare us for future events. We have quotes for a ramp. All the hose that will be laid out tomorrow is sending the water into the river. I have authorization from Suwannee River Water Management District to do that. So I think that will really help get some of that water out of those areas in preparation for the storm.
Ancient oaks. Is that what it's called? Ancient oaks.
Yeah.
Now, there's nowhere to put that water, right?
But is that in that?
Ancient oaks is actually a province of the gated province of the Vizon.
Okay.
Down right there.
Okay. Airport.
And it's right nearby the river, so a lot of this flooding is contributed from the river.
Okay.
And there's another subdivision that is in the same situation. They have flooding.
Miss Private also. Okay.
And the water comes out of the north, but all of us are in a situation pretty much where we're at groundwater flooding stage. And it will not take much rain to flood, according to Suwannee River Water Management District. So they agreed that we, as proactive as we can be, the better off we'll be.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we can pump into the river legally.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yes.
Surface water, I've had this experience. If you dig a hole in the back of it, down where the water is, and you come back in there tomorrow, Hank can tell you this, it's coming up from the bottom. So you can pump and pump all day long.
Right.
You give it an hour or two, and you're just pumping the same water. But we've got to do what we're doing, which is make an effort.
Yes.
Owe that to the citizens.
Yes. Well, there are 10 to 12 residents who we can't even get close to their homes to help with any risk, with any efforts to muck out or even assess, I don't think, Christy, because of the flooding that they're having. So pumping the roads will help some of these citizens, I would hope.
Yeah. What I'm fixing to say is something for the next workshop, but I do want to say that we need to start moving toward a more permanent solution down there in terms of drainage. And also, like we had talked about several months ago, for the growth, and at that time we need to decide if we want to try to get some recovery act money, or just how we're going to go about it. But that place is growing, and they've got issues, and we'll talk about it at another time. But I want us to start thinking about that.
I did make contact with Scott Coons with North Florida Regional Planning Council and relayed our concerns and asked him to communicate back to us any type of help that they could give us, any type of technical support. Mm-hmm. And so I'm waiting to hear back from him and to try to address some of these issues. Mm-hmm. And that's something we can also address in our LMS meeting next week. If there's, to try to tap into some funding, mm-hmm. to, maybe have an engineering study of, mm-hmm. of the county, and really tell us what we need as far as addressing the future growth and the problems that we're having.
Right. Okay. Anything else from anybody before we move to this declaration? Okay. Mr. Bishop, do you mind to read the first part of the declaration, or however much you want to read it? Do we need a motion to read by title. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop.
A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, declaring a state of local emergency, waiving procedures and formalities during the period of such emergency, authorizing and directing the Taylor County Emergency Management Director to take whatever prudent actions as necessary to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the community pursuant to this declaration.
Okay, is there a motion to adopt this declaration?
I move.
Second. I second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Dent, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. If there's no further discussion, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, that's the seventh day of the
That's all.